I see that we're confusing the federal program with the provincial program in British Columbia. The provinces have the choice of doing their own thing, as long as they're... carbon tax is basically who people who make more pollution pay more. Okay, and BC has been leading the way in this for some time. Now, in BC, those dollars may be going into general revenue, but I can tell you from a federal perspective, on the five provinces they're looking at working with, 10% of those dollars are earmarked for green projects, and the rest of the money is going back to people so that the average Joe is actually going to be getting more money back than he would ever spend on that. There are also exemptions for farmers, and where they're getting a lot of breaks because the government realizes that farmers have some issues out there. So the federal government has an excellent plan, and I happen to agree with Mr. Stetsky. Maybe it's time that the provincial government here looked at what the federal is doing and come on board. I would also like to point out that all of those programs that Mr. Stetsky talked about, the being vice chair of the sustainability and the environment, those are Liberal committees. What we have done is we have pulled people from all parties, including Conservatives, including Green Party, including the NDP, and we are working together with them on these very, very important committees. So the initiatives like the plastic, the single-use plastics that Mr. Stetsky was involved with, that is a Liberal initiative. The forestry and agriculture and waste, that's a Liberal initiative. And his climate change, the committee he was part of, the subcommittee, that was also Liberal. So I want you to know we're working out there. And the carbon tax, please don't mix up federal with provincial. Thank you.